Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker. And on the bells and whistles is Joan Cardigan. There he is.
On the jingle bells? Are we allowing ourselves
nice,
a little bit
John.
Of festivity? That corny bit of festivity?
A happy Christmas to you, John.
Happy Christmas. We know what's coming. It's round
Christmas.
The corner. The Christmas story is within touching distance.
Oh, no. How many weeks away are we from it, John? I know people like to get themselves prepared and ready.
It'll be not next week, but the week afterwards. I think we're
all
in
the kids. All the kids put out their little models of Gary Johnson and and Gary Hours, and
they leave a pint of
make
cider
up their own little puns.
A pint of cider, hoping that I'll drink it when they've come down in the morning. I don't know. Doesn't really work.
To tell them it. Something like that, John.
Something.
You know, do you not know how it works on Christmas morning? is this like fireworks? Have you never actually done it?
I never celebrated Christmas. Yeah.
It was like you'd heard about Christmas, but you'd never actually had one.
I just wasn't sure how far we were stretching the already elongated metaphor.
Very deprived childhood, it sounds like you had, John. But then we hear from Gammy Knee, and you appear to be very much loved.
Yeah.
So it's really confusing. Must be awful for them, just that you don't appreciate anything you did for them.
It doesn't sound like their son talking, really.
No, it sounds like...
I don't recognise him.
Did they buy you off the market when you were 12?
Yeah.
Hey, John, can you hear me all right? Can you?
Yes.
Nice and loud, am I? Because, you know, I do the old voiceovers, John. I don't know if I ever bring that up on this podcast.
Yeah, sometimes it's quite hard to escape, actually.
Well, you know. Well, you know, if you listen to Radio X on the...
I don't listen to Radio X.
I know you don't, John, because you work at radio and you cannot listen to any other stations. Otherwise, I don't know, what is it? They chop your hands off or something like
something
that?
Something like that. Ears. No, it's ears.
It's like Dubai, isn't it? It's like the Arab Emirates.
It is.
No, anyway, so I did a session for them this week, their Christmas session, which involves me going, 2021 has been a complete washout, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Next year on Radio X, Catfish and the Bottlemen, Oasis, Kaiser Chiefs.
Few more indie bands.
You know, all those indie bands. And I have to pretend to have heard of any of them. And I've never, really not my bag at all.
No.
Tom Cinnamon, is that someone?
I think you're after Jerry Cinnamon. And
Jerry Cinnamon, there he is.
It's not anyone's bag, really.
Tom Cinnamon, live. I had to do that this week. And I did a whole session, and including one where I have to count from 10 down to 1. So, in a 10.
Yeah.
In at 9. In at 8. And I once had to do that for the top 50, right? Which that took a long time, right? Anyway. Anyway, just on that note, I'll get to the main point of the story in a minute. don't you think people like songs with counting in? Because just for a brief second, they know the words.
What, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock.
Exactly. What other songs do you like with counting in, John?
Five, six, seven, eight. Favorite. The Steps, of course. That's the Steps? I don't think they're called The Steps.
Anyway, John, my favourite song with counting in is Gloria Estefan. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6. Now, what's different about that song, John, is she goes up to 11.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering if that's the highest anyone goes in a counting song. If people want to send them in, let us know. We'll
get
on to that.
Favourite counting songs?
Favourite counting songs. Anyway, people love it, don't they? Because they can sing along for that, just that little bit. They're confident of the words. 5, 6, 7. Anyway, John, so I had to do that this week. Did a whole session. Took about 45 minutes. You know, a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Under the duvet. Really, you know, had it all set up at home because I obviously have to do it all at home. Called back about 10 minutes later once I've sent it in. It's come out absolutely awful. It's far too loud. Really, it sounds ridiculous. You sound too close up. It's awful. Why is it? Why is it sounding good? Realised I had it on my clean feed settings for the NatOps pod.
Oh, no.
Utter disaster, John. So I'm blaming clean feed, and I was longing for the days of when we used to record on James Zencaster.
The curse of the national obsession.
Exactly. So I've been cursing the NatOps pod.
Damn those
this week,
fops.
John. So it's cursed. This week's episode could be cursed.
But yes, it is episode 122.
Wow.
This week, coincidentally, also the sound check that Charlie should have done pre Suzuki.
Wow.
1, 2.
What a lovely link. A sound link and
of
everything.
Course,
absolutely
also
brilliant.
The great Richie Beno's favourite episode of the National Obsession 122.
Oh,
yep, got an A cricket commentator. And also, coincidentally, the song sung by anti-apartheid campaigners at South Africa away. 1, Desmond 2, 2. 1,
oh,
one
lovely,
2, 2.
Did so they sing that? Or
I don't think they did, no. So yes, there's all lovely. Your facts about episode 122.
122. Isn't that lovely? I was thinking this week, John. Little treat for people, John. Isn't it, this week's episode?
Yes.
Is that we're going to make this just as a special treat for people.
A one-off,
a Talkie United special. That's how it's going to be, isn't it, John?
We had to do it at some point.
They're flying away at the top of the league there, John. We thought, do you know what we'll talk about this week? The team that are top of the league, could have been any of them, of the 24 teams, happens to be Talkie United. We're going to talk about Talkie United.
I think we've done really well to sort of ignore them so far.
We have in many ways just ignored them. Like BT Sport, ignoring Talk United's run completely and only putting them on the telly once.
So we're going to give them the prominence that BT Sport haven't. It's about time someone
did. Eat that, Jeff Brazier.
Somebody's knocking at the door.
It's Gary Johnson and he wants a word.
It's Gary Johnson.
Why are we not on the TV? Let's on the TV.
Yes, John, let's go for it. What's in the Pooh's letter this week?
Let's work it out. In the podcast this week, episode 122 of the National Obsession, we have got lots and lots of news because, once again, these games are coming thick and fast. Saturday and Tuesday, lots and lots of games to catch up on. As you say, it's about time we devoted some attention to Torquay United. Give them a bit of flipping coverage.
Yeah. Which team is it?
Torquay United.
Oh, lovely. Yes, the goals.
They're the league leaders and they haven't had enough. So we're gonna devote a chunk of this podcast to them. Obviously, fans are back in stadiums. That's happened. Has that happened since we last spoke? It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, and we put a secret microphone under a couple of the chairs at Playmore, didn't we, John?
We did, yeah. Again, just
on
a random ground.
Under the bench.
Could have picked any of the grounds.
Yeah.
Went with the league leaders. Thought that was only fair.
So we'll have a listen to that.
Yeah, find out what the fans thought of it all. And as always, the Foffs are delivering in the way that Hermes struggled to
their letters. Wow. like a Randall cross into the box. Easily flicked home, that one wasn't it, John? Brilliant.
Absolutely. So yes, the Foffs come through again with some lovely letters.
Oh, fantastic. That's very good. Right, give us the news then, John.
Let's go back to Saturday then, shall we? And cast our eyes over what happened then. Aldershot 2, Dagenham 1.
Lovely.
I mean, my phone actually now auto-corrects to Aldershot, by the way. I tried to write Aldershot in my notes. It comes out Aldershot. I can't
stop
it now.
It's more useful than it writing ducking, isn't it? Or duck off.
It's true.
Much more useful than that Aldershot, yeah. What did they do, John? They won, did they? 2-1?
Yeah, Aldershot beat Dagenham 2-1. Harry Panayotu scored the shot second goal. I love one of those at Christmas. Yes, that's right.
Okay. We both went there.
I love
toasted.
A good Panayotu.
It's a great fun thing, is to call them Pam and Tony.
Pam and Tony next door.
Just a little bit of fun for you there for Christmas, John.
Very nice.
When you see, nice to see Pam and Tony.
Barnet nil, Wealdstone nil. Not interested. Local derby there.
Wealdstone, they've had their day.
I think they're starting to fade away now. Their form is, you know, on paper, terrible.
And they were good against us. They were really good against us. But yeah, that's it.
Bromley nil, Stockport 2. Ben Hinchcliffe on fine form as he parked up his HGV in the goal. Kept a clean sheet.
Yeah. We don't want him. We don't want Stockport winning, John.
They've got a lot of games in hand, haven't they?
They're the ones now. They're the ones we need. But they've got Sutton this Saturday, so that's good. They're the ones. They've got three games in hand, and they are 12 points behind. Even if they win them all, though, they're still 3 points behind.
Exactly. And they won't win them all. No. Do we want Sutton to beat them?
Don't say that, John. They are really good.
They are.
Now, we want a nice little 0-0 draw.
A nice little
0-0. That's what we want.
Eastleigh 0, Maidenhead 1. 7 yellow cards and 1 red in the game. So it was a bit of a feisty affair. Maidenhead came out on top. Eastleigh had Cavan Miley playing for them. Obviously, it'd be great if they signed Nottingham Forest Cyrus Christie. Miley and Cyrus.
Oh, that's nice, John. Well done.
A little laboured, but not bad.
Well, you know, he came in like a wrecking ball, didn't he? He came in like a wrecking ball.
And there ends everybody's knowledge about Miley Cyrus. Hartlepool 1, Borehamwood 2. There's Borehamwood coming away with the points there.
They're finding some form, John, and they've got a good squad. So
yeah,
we need them to get good, start beating some teams.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Take them away from us, lovely.
Hartlepool had Lewis Cass playing for them, so hopefully he can take that result to arbitration and get it overturned.
Oh, well, yes, because that's
a joke about the Court of Arbitration for Sport there, also known as Cass.
I thought you were going to go for a Mama Cass joke.
Is
there,
this
John.
Thing on?
That's what I was going to. I thought you were going to go for Mama Cass.
I would ask all NatOps listeners to have at least a basic understanding of sporting politics. Please.
Yes. If you haven't, look, we're here to teach you as well. So, you know, if you don't know who Cass is, maybe look it up.
Google it.
Notts
County 1, Woking 0. 80th minute winner for County. But just one of those results I just don't mind. I would have brought out the laughing policeman last season, but I don't care. I don't care about Woking.
No, they're not going to do it. They're not going to be up there.
Fading into obscurity.
Everyone's beating everyone else, John. It's just really messy.
It's really messy. It's a bun fight, as I say.
It really is.
Sutton United 4, Solihull Moors 1. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
What the hell is going on there?
It was Weymouth 1, Halifax 5.
Oh.
A real stuffing there for Halifax. They've hit five for the second game in a row there because they stuck five past Barnet as well, including a goal for our old mate Gennaro Nepomuceno. Always good.
Once again, Halifax didn't look bad when we played them. Didn't look awful.
No, absolutely. And a new award. We always like to hand out an award here on the National Obsession. New award, the National Obsession of the day, I think, has to go to the Weymouth fan who ran on the pitch. Pitch invaded in the first game back with fans.
I'm not sure how you're going to edit the title of that award.
Well, I'll
John,
just have to bleep it, won't I? But it seems quite appropriate.
Surely we can be a bit more. Why don't we be a bit more creative with it and call it the who's that player? Who's the horrible big player who we've never liked?
Okay,
became a manager with Steve Evans. You know.
Oh, Paul Rayner.
Paul Rayner. The Paul Rayner of the day.
Paul Rayner Award. For special services.
Yeah.
To being an arsehole.
Fancy that. Waiting all that time.
Amazing.
Your club do all those things. You run on the pitch.
And apparently, I mean, they got a rap on the knuckle as well because they weren't observed. No one was really observing social distancing at Weymouth either. So it was a bit of a disaster.
But also, looking at Weymouth's form, I think they have signed that bloke now.
Yeah. Maybe a bit too much social distancing going on in the Weymouth defence. And of course, on Saturday, also Torquay 3, Wrexham 1. We'll come on to that.
Wow. What
later
a result.
On. Boosh.
Yes, please.
And doosh, then Tuesday doosh night, Hartlepool 2, Kings Lynn 0. Just not a very interesting game. Kings Lynn just being brushed aside quite nicely. Sutton 0, Chesterfield 1.
Oh,
huge
yes.
Huge result.
Get in. So lucky. So
it's
lucky,
like
John.
Getting a bit of luck now, mate, which is a real shame.
Really, the tide has turned. If only he could have just clung on for another couple of games, that tide will have turned. That black cat will have either crossed your path or left, whichever way you see the black
they'd
cat
taken
situation.
Taken that broken mirror out of the office.
They'd have found that four-leaf clover in the penalty box. And that tide has turned, John.
Removed all those ladders from
is
around
the ground.
Is that the
Gloucester City manager they've got, isn't it?
It is, yeah, James yes. Rowe. Seems yes. to have sort of got off to an all right start.
You so see yes. that, yeah, and the Gloucester City manager, they've taken on Maccabi Haifa's manager.
Yeah, Paul Groves, formerly of Bournemouth.
As I did say on Twitter, we're not a Maccabi Haifa podcast, John.
We're Tel Aviv.
We do all the Israel teams.
So yes, huge result. Chesterfield taking points off Sutton. Thank you very much, Chesterfield. Mm. I like the Chesterfield fan who, even despite the fact that they won, still took to Twitter to brand Sutton's pitch a disgrace. That's
yeah.
great.
It is a disgrace, John.
It was
though,
a disgrace.
It
looked awful.
It is a disgrace.
Aldershot 1, Halifax 3. So Halifax ooh. Just on fire. 3 wins Halifax. For them. 13 goals in 3 games.
New one for you there, John.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Barnet 1, Stockport 2. Anthony Wordsworth sent off for Barnet. He really did wander lonely as a cloud as he wandered off.
I bet no one's ever
sent off. Never done that before.
I bet.
Original thought.
I bet no one's ever said it to him.
Nate, look, make sure you're sat down. National Obsession listeners, Foffs, hold on to something tightly. We have big news. It was Bromley 1, Yeovil 2.
Get in, Yeovil.
Fire off the
thrill
fiesta.
For the Glovers. Yes, there it is. Brilliant. The Glovers. Yes.
Finally won a game this season after 12 attempts.
Well, it's this time of year, John, isn't it? You know they legally have to wear gloves when they play. In the summer months, they're too hot. They're wearing the gloves and they're too hot, but it's now getting towards glove weather, so...
it was Notts County 0, Boreham Wood 1. Get in. Lovely stuff, Boreham Wood. 71st minute winner there.
Very, very good.
Weymouth 2, Dagenham 3. So Weymouth, I think, heading towards Newton Abbott Football Club at this stage.
Yeah,
we said they would be.
Football Club, yeah.
And Torquay 2, Maidenhead 1.
Yes! Made heavy weather of that, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Loads of news there, John.
Yes.
Lovely jokes from you there. Really did a lovely job. I wondered if we could just go through the names of the teams in the division. And we've got that nice song. Can you read me the name of the team in the league? And we'll older shit and whacking it up. Let's go for it. Here we go.
Okay, right. Sutton United.
Okay. Shit on United.
Shit on yeah. United. Notts County.
County.
Okay, interesting. Not the direction I thought no. you were going to take it. Maidenhead United. Give 'em United. Does that work?
Oh, you've gone quite you've gone very sexual on it.
Quite,
John.
Yeah, have a bit.
Maiden. I'm just going Maiden Shit United. I'm just going to add shit to the
yeah.
ball. Maiden Shit United.
Stockport.
Stockport.
Bromley.
Bumley. Bumley.
Hartlepool.
Bumley, John.
Hartlepool.
Fartlepool.
I'm going to have to do so much bleeping here. Altrincham. Altrincham.
okay, lovely, yeah, okay.
Weirdstone.
Shitstone.
If in doubt. Eastleigh. Woking.
I'm not sure this is working. I'm not sure this is our cleverest. Not maybe not our cleverest, but look, it's for free. What more do you want? This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hello, Roger.
Oi, Brian, how are you,
Brian,
mate?
Brian, Roger. Brian, you might not recognise me behind the mask.
It's been 9 bloody months.
9 months, Roger.
I can't remember your name.
Could have had a baby, of course.
Have you had a baby?
No.
No.
No, no, no. Those days have passed, Roger. They can do something about some stuff, but not about that. I don't normally sit here. I sit up there.
Up where?
Up there.
Oh,
up there. Yeah, but it's nice to sit down here, get a different view on it.
I normally stand on the pop. You can give the linesman a good ear bashing.
Does he? Oh, yeah, well, that's all I've missed. I only come for the moaning.
I come for the moaning and the bashing.
The bashing is it for you. I like to come, I've missed it. I've absolutely missed under the floodlights on a Tuesday. You can't beat Tuesday night under the lights coming down here and just bloody and moaning at him.
Unload, you've had a tough week of stresses of everyday life, the hustle and bustle. You get down here and have 90 minutes unloading on Aaron the Main. It's fantastic.
I don't even have a tough week. I've got a few pounds.
You're pretty retired.
I was retired. I haven't worked in 20 years. I've been not working, nigh on. Been coming down here nigh on 50 years. And I just come down here. I don't even watch the game. Close my eyes.
Don't even watch it.
Because I just miss the moaning. That's all I've missed. Moaning at night and moaning in the afternoon.
The good thing about being on this side, of course, over the other side, you can have a moan at lines. From this side, you're right behind Gary Johnson. You can shout out your benefit your
just
wisdom and bloody hell. Because he might be a highly experienced football manager with promotions and titles, but we've had 50 years watching this.
Yeah, I've had 50 years, and I know all this works better than he does.
I remember Robin Stubbs.
Yes, well, what a player he was, and Sammy Collins. What a player they were. What players they were. Unbelievable.
He looked bemused when I shouted out Franco Farrell wouldn't have made that sub.
He wouldn't have.
He wouldn't.
Franco Farrell wouldn't have.
He didn't have subs in those days. He just played 90 minutes. Numbers 1 to 11.
Bloody hell.
No
get
names
on,
on the shirts.
Get on with it. Bloody hell. Get it up in there. I'm out of practice, if I'm honest. I've missed it.
We're 83 minutes in the game. Brian, I think I'm going to make a move anyway.
Oh, you've got to go with you. Yeah,
it's been 9 months, but the traffic down at Tor Abbey is a bloody nightmare.
Bloody hell. I mean, I've missed it. I'm out of practice for the moment, but it's been a terrible evening. He's winning, and I just don't like it when he's winning. All right, then. Cheer on, Roger.
Give my regards to Cam and Tony.
Don't get the COVID there, will you, Rog? Bloody hell, Nemain! Bloody hell! Pull him off! Get him off, Gary! Amara! Bloody hell, Amara!
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Torquay United, John.
Yes.
It's our team.
It is.
A team we've supported our whole lives, and just when they're winning, there's nothing like it. And they're winning so much that I can't really remember what it was like when they weren't winning.
The only thing I thought was that, obviously, we were beating Maidenhead 2-0. They pulled it back to 2-1, and I think last season's team would probably have conceded an equaliser. I think that's the difference, isn't it?
Last season's team weren't looking back now, you go, oh, they just weren't good enough. Weren't ready, too young. We didn't. And this season's team is like, you look at, like, you know, just take Liverpool as an example. They have at least two players for each position. And you just feel like we've got no weak link.
Mm.
We don't have a weak link.
We've got no left backs. And we're still, like, the defence is just sort of reorganised, people filling in, and it's, you know,
wow, what
no
player
problem.
Fraser Kerr is actually.
He looks
really
good, doesn't he?
Oh, really good, yeah, really, really good. And I want us to score more early goals, because we always go out and get on the attack.
That is good. We will come unstuck at some point if we don't capitalise when we're on top.
And you know Gary's thing is momentum, isn't it? It's momentum and energy and attitude and momentum in the game and momentum in the league and just getting ahead and staying ahead, you know. And you just have to go, we're not going to go this season unbeaten. You know, that just isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And so we're going to lose at some point, and you have to go, how are we going to cope with that? But also, I can't remember what it's like, so it's just like...
But I thought you said we're going to lose. We lost to Crawley, and I thought that would completely... I really worry that might destroy us a bit. And I think even Gary said that, you know, that's the worry now. We've got to pick us. Even that didn't you know.
But he's used that, John. He's used that defeat. If you're not winning, you're learning. Mm. And he's used that defeat to go, right, we mismatched. Because what happened in that game, they mismanaged the end of the game, basically, didn't they? And loads of times now, you see us just absolutely trying to shut the game down when we're ahead. It's like, you know, V Maidenhead actually was a really good example of 2-0 up, absolutely coasting, and they're just trying to shut the game down. And they almost shut it down too early.
Yeah.
Even the flipping announcing man of the match at 75 minutes, you go, no, this looks cocky now. This
yes, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
People starting to go home, just taking...
All right, Brian, see you later.
taking the flags up and everything. And you go, you know, you go... So that game management... And it's
like just taking the nets down.
Yeah, just taking. Oh, sorry, we're still sorry. But yeah, we're just so good. Just what? And it's not like we're so good and we're lumping it forward. We're just getting it down, playing those triangles.
When I last saw a Torquay team play this good football, I mean, obviously the automatic thought is the Leroy team, isn't it?
Because
the team that Paul Buckle got us, it was a great team, the team that Paul Buckle got us promoted with, but they were quite functional. They didn't play amazingly watchable football. Yeah. And it's the Leroy team, and there are a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I just love their attitude. They seem on and off the pitch. There's nothing I don't like about the current side or the current system.
No, absolutely.
Can you tell? Can you tell, John?
And we're going to go up to the Linnets on Saturday and give them a good hiding.
Come on, you Linnets. Come on. There's something so classic to lose all four games in December now.
No.
There we are. This is the Torquay Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Letters, John.
We have some letters.
Some letters. I'm going for three letters.
Oh, I think it is three. One, two, three. Three letters.
Lovely
Thank
stuff.
You very much. Mark Ridley kicks us off. Regular correspondent so far this season.
Newton and Ridley.
Hello, Mark. He says, hi, John and Charlie. I've just listened to your latest podcast in which you move seamlessly between personalised FOF number plates. That was a lot of fun, that.
Lovely, yes.
John Pemberton potentially purchasing a Danish mink farm to Alan Dowson visiting Nigella's house for a plate of chips.
He's had a lot of bad luck with that mink farm, John. John Pemberton's mink farm is a good name for a game, actually, John. We should
Should we do that?
Yeah,
maybe
we'll do
that in our Christmas special. John Pemberton's mink farm.
Mink farm.
Lovely Christmas game for all the family.
A barn. You've got a barn here. You can stay in the mink farm for the night. You could do the nativity, John.
Oh, maybe isn't it?
Stay in the mink farm for the night.
God.
Yeah, they've all been culled. Bit of bad luck.
He says, anyway. Between personalised FOF number plates, John Pemberton potentially purchasing a Danish mink farm, to Alan Dowson visiting Nigella's house for a plate of chips carrying his ball bag. I would just like to make a minor correction, though.
Oh.
The job of carrying the ball bag is not done by the manager, but by his assistant. So in this case, when Alan visits Nigella for his plate of chips, his ball bag would be carried by Sky Sports' Martin Tyler, muttering the inaudible words, and it's live. All the best, Mark Ridley. Alan and Martin just pop round for a plate of Nigella's.
Yeah. And it's live. Live ball bags. Anyway, tell me the three things that were in last week's podcast.
Personalised FOF number plates.
Yeah,
it was John Pemberton's mink farm.
Yeah,
and Alan Dowson's ball bag with Nigella Lawson.
It sounds like
we get that anywhere else.
It does not sound like a serious football podcast, John. I thought we were doing a serious National League football podcast.
Try listening to that and tell me it's a
Talkie
podcast.
The non-league paper don't want anything to do with us, John. What a brilliant letter on the ice to you, Newton and Ridley.
Mm.
Absolutely brilliant letter as ever, and also, of course, the standard we expect.
Lovely.
From FOFs.
Beautiful. Another regular FOF correspondent this year, David Gladys Gladman, gets in touch again. Gladys,
well, Gladys Knight.
Is this three from Gladys?
Aha!
I think it is.
It's Gladys night,
it's
ladies
time.
And gentlemen.
It is three from Gladys.
It's FOF time.
Chugunk.
Chugunk. Chugunk. There he is. What number FOF is he, John?
I'd love to tell you, but my Mac has done an update.
Oh my
Here we
God.
Go. FOF 39.
FOF 39. Absolutely brilliant. Sorry, I meant to say, just before we carry on, in that talkie chat, I meant to say, I do think Ben Whitfield is the best number 34 talkie I've ever had. I know that's controversial.
Well, if you don't agree,
I know that's controversial, but you know, exactly. You can always tell us, oh, the dog's in. The dog's in. You can hear.
All right, dog.
And there's, oh dear, there's Betty. Anything to add, Betty? Do you love the Yellow Army?
No.
No, you don't. Why don't you love the Yellow Army?
Because.
Which team do you like? Which team do you like?
The Red Army. Yeah. Oxford.
Oxford. And you like teams who play in red, don't you?
Mm-hmm. That's a shame. Maidenhead played in red, didn't they?
I know. She was cheering on Maidenhead and Wrexham, John.
So that's a real shame. Thank you, Betty.
Hang on a minute. She seems to be in with me now. There we are. So this is going to be the rest of these letters.
Okay,
going to be some parenting involved as well. So that's good.
I'll quickly fly through.
Oh, here she is. Now off she goes. Thumbs up. Can you say Gary Johnson's Yellow Army?
Gary Johnson's Yellow Army.
There it is.
David Gladys Gladman says, good evening from Kilmarnock.
Foff 39, John, Foff is he? 39. The 39th step.
Yes, it is. Lovely. He said, I thought it was amusing. On the commentary of another good victory at Playmore, that must be after the Wrexham game, that the weather conditions were described as chilly. It was -4 up here yesterday morning when I was on my school crossing duties in my shorts. Is he a lollipop man?
Oh, lovely. Or a postman. Or postman, I expect. I reckon postman.
Is he a postman? Always whistling that tune. The generic tune.
Yeah. No, I can't help but whistle. I'm whistling. Yeah.
He says, you mentioned my favourite defender, Pat Cruz, in episode 120.
Yes.
He did. His own goal exploits in that game against Cambridge in 1977. Ooh. It wasn't quite as recent as we thought it was.
No.
He wasn't the only one that day who scored an own goal, because Phil Sandercock also scored
one
for half time. Luckily, Willie Brown scored twice to get us a draw after
the
break.
They're obsessed. Obsessed.
This is far too niche to be mentioned.
Sandercock, Willie Brown. I mean, filthy, aren't they? Is it the 70s?
Didn't there was another one called Treblecock as well?
This is the 70s for you, John. Sandercock, Treblecock, and Willie Brown. Anyone else? Right, yeah.
He says, this is obviously far too niche to be mentioned on the National League podcast. It has nothing at all to do with our support of the table topping yellows. Keep
Zero.
Up your work, Gladys. Gladys,
Zero.
New Foff
there. 39 steps, John. I've just had a thought about that. That has to be a very big steps tribute act.
Like a big cut, yeah, really big,
really like
mass
earth,
performance.
Like Earth, Wind and Fire. They have 5 Lees, 5.
Yeah, if you
can't
have
think
5
of any of the other
H's,
ones.
5
H's.
Claire, is it Claire?
Claire, there we are. Who else we've got? Faye.
Faye. 5
and
Faye's.
One more.
H.
Come on, John.
Lee.
H. Lee. Faye. Claire.
Was that it? Wasn't
the Welsh one, isn't it? The Welsh one.
No, that's H.
No. There's a Welsh woman as well, isn't there?
I thought there was 4.
Claire, Lee.
We have to look this up now, aren't we? Steps.
We have to look it up.
Not the first time steps have come up today. Claire, Lee, Lisa, Faye.
Lisa.
And Ian. Lisa Scott
are.
Lee.
Lisa. Lisa Scott Lee.
There you are.
That's lovely. Lisa Scott Lee. She's like she's meeting two people.
Introducing, yeah.
It's like Scott Lee. Oh, hello, Scott. Hello, Lee. There we are. Yeah, the 39 steps. It's the new tribute act. The new bit. Loads. It's just anyone can be in it. No one makes any money out of a gig.
And finally, final letter comes from Tom Armstrong.
On the ice to old.
On the ice, Gladys. Yeah.
Gladys, yeah.
On the ice to Gladys. And on the ice, Tom Armstrong. He says, on the ice to you both. I'm just preparing for this evening's game against Maidenhead. Obviously, that was pre-Tuesday night. With all the excitement of returning to the Mecca once again, it got me thinking about some merchandise for your excellent National League Not the Talk United podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And so whilst completely piggybacking on the I'm a Celebrity Jordan North happy place saying, I quickly rustled up a couple of t-shirt ideas. I based this on a collaboration with a favourite photo of Playmore in the Rain and the happy place saying to see if this might work. And whilst my design skills are poor, and of course with the permission of the image owner, could we produce a t-shirt that could raise some money for charity?
Whoa.
Here is
you can.
Now. Yeah. It's all yours.
Off you go. No, it's a lovely idea.
Should I send this to you?
Speak to the person who owns the photo.
It's, I think it's James Skeffington's photo.
It's James'
photo. It's
very nice. Yes, you'd need to speak to James.
Shall I send you the mock-ups? Here they are. They're just coming. He's done a very good job, actually. He says his design skills are poor. But
what does it say? Happy place?
Yes. Oh, yes, it does. Yeah, look. I'm just going to send them on our Megabanth WhatsApp group. Here they come.
Here it comes. Done. Any minute now.
Done. Send. Here they are.
Oh, nice yellow t-shirts. Yes. Well, I that's good. I like the roadside one.
Yeah.
I like this road sign one. I don't think it needs
the picture. I don't think it does. Yeah.
The only thing is, it's sort of like someone else's phrase, isn't it?
It is.
And you know, because we've had ideas for merch, haven't we, John? And it's always got very niche. Very silly.
Yeah. I mean, you could see people wearing that, I suppose.
We've got ideas for merch that we're not going to sell, are we, John?
No.
We never want to make any money out of the podcast. I mean, I know you do.
You speak
but
for yourself.
I'm always... John's got a secret Patreon on the side.
Eyes on the prize.
Charges the FOFs. Secretly charges the FOFs.
If you get entered onto this spreadsheet, that's it.
Expect it, yeah. Look, I'm up for people making their own... You don't have to put our NatOps pod on it.
No.
You if you want to do a charity T-shirt... With James, if you want to speak to James Skevington about putting his brilliant photos on T-shirts or any other merch, then I think that would be a very popular thing to do. We're considering merch, aren't we, John? We've got a few ideas.
A few irons in the fire. Not National Obsession branded irons. That would be stupid.
That's one of the ideas out the window. Irons for a fire. All irons the blacksmiths who listen to the National Obsession.
Just currently in a very hot room.
It's a niche market, yeah. John. The blacksmiths who listen
obsession.
To us. But, you know, they
just making
it.
Horseshoes.
Lucky. John Pemberton.
Yeah.
That's what he's getting into next.
Let's hook him up.
Anyway, thanks for the letter, though. Lovely
Thank
letters.
You, Tom.
Thank you so much, Tom. On the ice to you. Absolutely brilliant. Yes, if you want to send us a letter, please do. We absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you've enjoyed this week. How do they send us a letter, John? It's the...
They go onto their emails and they send an email to nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Oh, well, it couldn't be easier. Couldn't be simpler.
Literally couldn't.
Couldn't be simpler.
Couldn't be simpler.
Well, that's been a lovely week. Hopefully, we'll be speaking again next week, John.
Yep.
With another 6 points in the bag.
Absolutely.
Because that's
beautiful.
It's very difficult to talk about the National League at the moment without only going, "And we won again." All right. Oh, yep. Okay. You know, the light and shade of previous years has sort of disappeared because it's just like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, top of the league. Yeah, top of the league. There we are. Absolutely lovely, John. Absolutely smashing. Lovely to hear from Brian and Roger.
Mm.
Lovely to hear from all the FOFs. And we'll catch up again next week on the ice, John.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.